Thank you to Bradley Wallace and the Wallace Firm, proud partner of the Lakers Talk Podcast.
Thanks, Alan. Our team at the Wallace Firm is excited and proud to partner with the Lakers Talk Podcast. If you're injured and you need a win, call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com.
Lakers talk is on from the winning tradition of the Los Angeles Lakers.
You got 19 or 20 years to play with the Lakers.
Yeah, 19 or 20 at least.
It's over, and the most valuable player is Magic Johnson.
Kobe underneath, gives the shot. Jack Van Dyke sends it to Kareem. Sky hook up and good.
The future legends of the purple and gold.
LeBron on a breakaway, and the first basket of his Laker career is a tomahawk dunk.
There is not a better duo in the NBA than LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
It's going to be fun for sure. I'll put our roster up against anybody.
Here's Alan Sliwa.
All right, Laker fans, appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight, the day after the All-Star game, All-Star weekend. Fantastic weekend. A lot of stuff going on. We'll make sure to get into everything and just kind of give our thoughts on the Los Angeles Lakers representation from Chicago. Obviously, that's a compliment to the organization to have that much representation. I do want to talk about the actual game. I want to talk about the slam dunk contest. Also want to get into, getting listeners' reactions. I think it's an interesting conversation to have of, if that All-Star game was something that you enjoyed watching or was part of you concerned, like, guys, relax. We got a rest of the season to go. I know I definitely have my thoughts on that. I mentioned a little bit right as we were closing with Mason and Ireland. Ben Lyons hopping in for Ireland. Talked about Kuzma. It's going to be a great topic that we're going to have tonight. And then LeBron's workload. I kind of have an idea when people talk about LeBron playing too much. I got some thoughts on that as well. All right, so let's do this. Let's start things off on the Lakers' representation over that All-Star weekend. Number one, obviously Dwight Howard in the slam dunk contest. Dwight wasn't going to be a favorite to obviously win this thing, but I thought Dwight representing the Lakers, representing Kobe with the 24, had a couple good dunks. No question about it that slam dunk contest belonged to Derrick Jones Jr. and Aaron Gordon. They were outstanding, but it was great to see Dwight out there on a Saturday. Sunday, you had LeBron James, you had Anthony Davis. How about the entire coaching staff for the Los Angeles Lakers? Coach Vogel, Jason Kidd, Lionel Hollins, the whole staff representing the Lakers. What does that say? What does that mean? It's very simple what it means. What it means is that the Los Angeles Lakers sit at 41-12, with 29 games left on the season. What it means is you got a 4-game lead in the Western Conference on the Denver Nuggets and a 5-game lead on the Los Angeles Clippers, and Utah's right behind them. The reason why we had such a great representation was because we've had an unbelievable start to the 2019-2020 season. And I think that is something to kind of sit back and appreciate, because we've gone through many, many seasons so far over these last 6-7 years or so where this isn't the case come All-Star break. Individual accolades are great, but to have, you know, your team atop the Western Conference, I think we got to take a quick step back and just appreciate where we are. And by the way, that's a compliment to the success the Lakers are having this year. It's a compliment to the players. It's a compliment to the coaching staff, the front office, ownership, everybody. It's very, very well deserved for the Lakers to be sitting where they're sitting right now. And we know that this has been earned. And that's not, look, I know that there's still a lot of work to be done this season, but we should appreciate the 41-12. Handling business versus teams below 500, taking care of a lot of big road wins versus teams in the Western Conference like the Denver Nuggets, the Utah Jazz, the Houston Rockets. Do we got some work to do? Yes, we do. You know, looking forward to playing the Clippers in March. Looking forward to hosting the Boston Celtics this Sunday. Milwaukee will come into town in March. Philly will come into town. Still got a road game against the Toronto Raptors. There's still a lot of great games on this Lakers schedule moving forward. But that doesn't mean that, you know, leading up to this point, we don't have another game until Friday. That's against the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant. Doesn't mean we could spend this week just not appreciating what has been accomplished so far this season. I think too, when I look at this Lakers team, the defense should only get better as these games become more meaningful towards the final stretch. And I think the defense is sustainable. Dwight Howard's emergence off the bench has been such a surprise and a value and a bargain that the front office took advantage of this summer when DeMarcus Cousins got injured off those unfortunate circumstances. Alex Caruso, the way he's been playing this year. Some interesting bench and role players that every single game you're not sure which one's going to step up. Hopefully it's on a more consistent basis. And most important, as we sit here today, is we have a chance to win an NBA championship. And that is, you know, obviously unbelievable to be in this position. But one thing stood out to me more than anything else this entire weekend, and it was all the tributes. You know, obviously, yes, the tributes to David Stern, but for me personally, the tributes to Kobe Bryant, Gianna Bryant, and the other seven victims as part of that helicopter crash in Calabasas, those tributes were amazing. And the love and the respect for Kobe Bryant was amazing. Every little thing, too. Yesterday, seeing Allen Iverson wearing the Kobe jersey and the hat. All weekend long, there was fantastic representation for Kobe. Now, for me mentally, and I mentioned this already to Mace and to Ben, it's still incredibly weird. You know, like it's still, you sit there and it's in motion. It's happening. Okay, Magic's up there. Dwayne Wade and Candace Parker are doing a 24.8-second celebration for Kobe Bryant. You know, the jerseys, one team is 24, the other team is 2. I'm watching it. I'm seeing it all there. I understand what's happening. But still, it's such a trip to me. You know, the whole thing, still, you just kind of, you go through the motions, but it doesn't make sense. I guess maybe that's the best way to put it, is none of this stuff has made sense to me personally this entire time. And I'll say that everybody grieves differently, right? And some people, they're okay to watch those games that are going on Spectrum where they're playing Kobe's 81 and the Game 7 against the Portland Trailblazers or the buzzer beater against the Phoenix Suns. Those are tough for me to watch. I personally stay away from that stuff. But I thought this weekend was a incredible tribute to one of the greatest to ever do it. And I thought the game in that fourth quarter represented what Kobe Bryant was all about for 20 years. You know, or what Kobe Bryant was about during his career and after his career. Just his, the way he took his craft so serious. The way he represented that jersey that he was wearing. I thought personally in that fourth quarter, the way they played basketball, even though it was an exhibition game, is the way basketball should be played. They cared so much about what they were doing yesterday. It made whatever you were doing, it made you want to work harder. And I thought that was a perfect tribute to one of the greatest to ever do it. Obviously, one of the greatest to ever do it right here in Los Angeles and to do it for 20 years. So I thought that whole weekend was special. And, you know, it's an unfortunate circumstance to be under. It's an unfortunate that we were doing it for that. But that's the reality. That's where we are. And, a week from today, they'll actually have, you know, his public memorial right across the street at Staples Center. Okay. When we come back, let's do this. Let's talk about the actual game. And I got some thoughts on the game. I definitely have some thoughts on the game. And what I'm referring to there is, players that actually cared about an exhibition game. Also, a little bit on the slam dunk contest. And I want to just throw this question out there for Laker fans and people driving around Los Angeles. Did you like what you saw from All-Star Weekend? Did you like how competitive it was? Or do you think playing that hard in an exhibition game is too risky? 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, so it was nice to have this weekend to watch the All-Star. We kind of got a little bit of a break, right? I know there's a lot of people from a media perspective got sort of a break if you didn't travel to the All-Star game. And I know for fans, you kind of got a little bit of a break from your team, even though you still got to watch some basketball. What happens between now And the next game, I know Lakers play Friday. I don't know if anybody plays Thursday, whatever the case is. I don't know what to do with my life. I'm not sure what happens when there's no basketball. But I'll say this. You know, one of the main reasons why I love sports and one of the main reasons why I love basketball, I love the competition, right? Getting a chance, I think that's what sports is all about. It's that competition where it's you win or you lose. And I know for a lot of individual fans, there's other elements that come into it as well. It comes, could be a team that's representing your city, where you're from, or a player that you fall in love with wherever he plays. You know, you're rooting for that player. For me, it was always a Los Angeles Laker. Since I was a kid, I was a Laker fan, and that's kind of stuck with me. Whatever's happened with the organization or players or whatever the case is, I've always been a Laker fan. But I love nothing more than the competition part. That's why I watch the game. Your team against the other team. And there's nothing I respect and appreciate more than when players compete. You know, I've said this for a long time. One of the things that I respected most about Kobe Bryant. When he played, he cared more than you did. And that was always mind-boggling to me. I'm like, wait a minute here. I've seen plenty of players play. Why does he care so much? Typically, it's the fan that cares more than the player does. So I've always had, and I know there's kind of a respect for certain players that approach the game like that. Right? They're always serious. They care that much. All they want to do is win. That's all they care about. That doesn't mean, you know, you don't play the right way or it's not a team philosophy, whatever the case is, and whatever sport that we're talking about. So this kind of leads me to the All-Star game. One of the things that I've hated about All-Star weekend is they don't care. Okay, well, if the players don't care, if the coaching staff doesn't care, if the NBA doesn't care about the game, well, then why should we care, right? I think a lot of times there's the mentality where a lot of these players, it's an exhibition game, so nobody is taking it very serious. I cannot tell you how much I loved watching yesterday's All-Star game. I cannot tell you how much I loved that fourth quarter where all they had to do was get to 24 points. Giannis' team need 24. I think LeBron's team came in down 9, so they were, I think that's get 33, 34, whatever total that they had to get going into that final quarter. I cannot tell you how much I appreciated, respected, and enjoyed watching that fourth quarter where all 10 guys are on the court, and then add another 6-7 players that are on the bench, then add the coaching staff, then add all the fans standing up, no one could sit down. I was on the edge of my couch watching this game as if it was a playoff game. It's amazing how much more you enjoy something when the players care. When the players are trying to lock. By the way, this wasn't just regular players. This wasn't, you know, top 50, top 80 players. No. These are the top 10, 12, 15 players in the world going at it for a good. You know, the clock didn't matter. It was obviously trying to reach a point total. I thought Ben Lyons, who was on with Steve Mason, I thought had a fantastic point of you thought in your head, well, they only need 24 points. This is going to be done in 5-6 minutes. This is going to go by so quick. We know how easy these guys can score, how talented they are. But everybody starts playing lockdown defense. And from a personal perspective from me, I thought that was special to watch. I really did. I really, really thought that, you know, you got players getting blocks. You got players standing in the way for charges. Kyle Lowry watched them a couple different times. Steals, timeouts, reviews. I love the whole thing.
What about that block that Giannis had on LeBron?
I love the review of the block. The fact that they were in their head saying, yeah, that was awesome, or this is such a close game, we got to go back and review it. I like the coaching staff saying, yeah, we need a timeout right here. We got to regroup. I loved both teams, the bench, standing up the way they were. I will say this, Team Red, they had Kyle Lowry and Kemba Walker in. Kemba or Siakam got to go to the bench. Jimmy Butler's got to be in that game.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely got to be in.
How's Jimmy Butler not in that game?
I don't know.
You need a points and you need a defense. Jimmy mm-hmm. Butler wasn't in the game. Where on the other side, for LeBron's team, okay, let's just say you're going with the starters, right? Luka was on the bench. They put Chris Paul in.
Yeah. Well, I want to say that a lot of it had to do with Luka's injury, too. He was injured a week ago, and he was just coming off of it. Maybe that's why. But Chris Paul was hot in the game.
And they were playing to win.
Yeah, they were.
You know, that's my point, is that's what it came down to. It came down to both teams were playing to win. It is, I'm not going to make too big of a deal about it, but to me, I thought that was special to see that All-Star game yesterday where these guys cared. That if you went out of your way to watch this game, you didn't walk away disappointed. That if you were at the game, you didn't walk away saying, well, that was definitely an exhibition. That was a preseason game. No. These guys came out, and they came out trying to win. And the fact, too, that you know Adam Silver made the decision that it was going to be the Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP Award, I thought that was big time. And I thought that had to mean so much to some of these players that were out there. Look, would I have loved to have LeBron or Anthony Davis win that award? Of course I would. But I'm also not going to, you know, by any means be disappointed to see Kawhi Leonard talk about how special Kobe Bryant was to him, because there's a, you know, a player that's not wearing the purple and gold, but we know that Kobe Bryant's, the roots of his impact go much further than just the Los Angeles Lakers. So I absolutely love the game. This is one of the questions I want to ask Laker fans out there, and I just want to ask NBA fans out there. What did you think of the All-Star weekend? What was your thoughts on All-Star weekend? Did you like how competitive it was? Or, look, the Lakers are about to compete for an NBA championship. Do you think it's too risky when players are out there in an exhibition game giving that much as far as, you know, that much effort in a game that at the end of the day has nothing to do with standings or anything like that. Your guys' phone calls when we come back, 877-710-ESPN. And then, also want to talk about the slam dunk contest. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. All right. Lakers Talk is powered by Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store to find out how you can get $100 just for switching. Get a network built for unlimited and save big. Hurry in now through this Sunday, February 16th, to learn more. All right. Couple things here that I want to get into, and I definitely want to take some more calls. So let me do this to start things off. I just want to say, for those, because I think there were some people out there that had a position of, why are these guys playing so hard in an exhibition game? Why are they playing so hard on All-Star Weekend? No, that's not what All-Star Weekend is about. You know, you kind of hear that. There's the fear of, what if one of these players got injured? Of course, we don't even want to think of that for any of these teams, but that is that's sometimes a dialogue and a conversation that comes up when you're playing in a game that technically doesn't count, right? And what I mean by technically doesn't count, it literally doesn't count in the standings. But I think there's a tremendous amount of meaning to some of these All-Star games. And on a personal note, that's where I think you gain a lot of respect for these players, and you gain more respect for the coaching staff, is when they're not treating a game like this as if it is an exhibition game. And you know, one thing that I think gets brought up a lot, which I never agree with as well, you know, when people say, well, what if somebody gets injured? You do realize somebody can get injured doing anything at any time. You do realize there's practices, there's shoot-arounds. There's many a times these guys are playing pickup basketball. Even if they're playing one-on-one, it doesn't matter. You can get injured at any time. And I think watching yesterday, I know the Lakers are going to go on a championship run. And Milwaukee is going to go on a championship run. And the Clippers are going to go on a championship run. There are many of these teams that were very, very well represented yesterday that have a shot at an NBA championship. And their all-star players, MVP caliber players, were playing as if it was a playoff game. You know what made it fulfilling for me was listening to these guys in the post-game show giddy. You know, here's Anthony Davis. Let me play AD real quick from yesterday after they won the game.
The new format was amazing. The game was fun. Brings defense back to the game. Brings the excitement back to the game, and we all loved it. And, you know, I'm happy I was able to, you know, be the one to knock out a free throw to still game.
Here's another one from AD.
And, I feel like playing in the league in the playoff game. you know, it's a great competition, you know, and, you know, it's 24 players who will go out and compete at a very high level, and to do it in front of a crowd like this with a new format that, you know, we were a little skeptical of, because they didn't know how it was going to go, and, you know, everyone in the game, they love it. You know, like I said, bring back the competition, so it was great.
So when I hear players say that, players, these are guys that if anybody's going to complain about anything, it would be them before it's us. And I'm just talking about because they're the ones actually on the court. Anthony Davis was playing as if he was in a playoff game. LeBron James was arguing with Chris Paul as if this was game two of the NBA Finals. We got to have this call. But I cared that they cared. And when I play those AD clips, the reason why I play them, honestly, you can tell in his voice, like, dang, I don't know what just happened here. But I've never been a part of something like that. That's what I felt when Kawhi Leonard got his MVP and he was talking about how important it was for him and how much it meant to him. That's unique. That was a unique night last night. And obviously a lot of that had to do with the level of competition, which was beautiful to see. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. Joseph in L.A. Joseph, appreciate you calling in the Lakers talk.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I was just going to say, like, it was awesome to see those guys compete at a high level. And even to see AD, LeBron, and Kawhi on the same side, maybe like an appetizer of what could have been with the Lakers lineup if they had got Kawhi this year. But it was just amazing to see those guys perform at a high level, and especially for an All-Star game when All-Star games haven't been that great for the past couple of years.
No, Joseph, it made the game worth something. By the way, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Kawhi, AD, and LeBron. There was a lot of Kawhi, AD, and LeBron yesterday. What could have been?
Woo-wee, what could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
Oh, my gosh. This season, it wouldn't have been a season. We'd be sitting here right now. Lakers are 53 games in. We'd be sitting here right now.
The Lakers are 50-3.
We'd have three, four losses at this point. And I'd still be complaining about those three losses. Be like, well, you know, you got to run a better screen and roll. What could have been? That's the best way to put it. All right, let me take a couple more calls here. Mike in Whittier. Mike, you're on Lakers Talk. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, good evening, fellas. My question would be, when is the right time to get hurt? People get hurt in the preseason. Zion Williamson. I believe Paul George broke a leg in the Olympics.
DeMarcus Cousins got injured, too. Remember this past summer? That wasn't
all these things.
Yep.
So if you're a naysayer waiting on the fence, oh, I told you so. People, preseason's too long in the NFL. People can't be doing this at the All-Star game. I think it's refreshing. The week before, I actually was saying the NBA is basically an All-Star game now with all these games in the 130s. So,
Mike, did you watch that game yesterday? I mean, were you like me in the fourth quarter, just like, oh my gosh, I cannot get my, I can't stop watching number one, and because there's no clock, it's like every possession was so important. Were you like me last night?
No, I did, and it was refreshing to see resistance. That's all I look for. I just want to see resistance in NFL and NBA and anything. And it's just a shame that they don't do it all the time, but I'm going to watch. They got me. I'm hooked.
Hey, that was by the way, that was a creative format. It was a different way of doing it. You know, I joked around a couple different times. When the format first came out, I was saying to myself, I'm like, how's this thing working? I don't understand how this thing's going to work. Then I tried explaining it to Michael Thompson in the pregame show, and MT was pretty much like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, Al, but you got to figure that out and then come back to me. So I was incredibly confused, but it unfolded yesterday as good as it could possibly have unfolded. And none of this would have happened unless the players were playing for something, unless they cared for it, unless they were trying to get that W, unless they were trying to get as much money as they can for their charity. None of that would have mattered unless the players bought into it, and I felt like the players bought into it. Lakers Talk is powered by Sprint. Get the most out of your tax refund and get a great phone. Stop by at a Sprint store today and learn how you can get a Samsung Galaxy S10 for an amazing deal. Get a network built for unlimited and get a great price at Sprint. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 to learn more. Restrictions apply. All right, a couple more quick phone calls here. Toby in North Hollywood, you're on 710 ESPN. Go ahead, Toby.
Alan, hey, love the show. Hey, keep Sleepwear show. Sleepwear After Dark ain't going to work in the summertime.
Yeah, you know, Mace is in his own world, you know?
He keeps drilling.
He's pushing.
He's pushing. He's not thinking about the summer. But, hey, I want to commend the NBA and all the players that took place all weekend long. It was really marvelous to see what they did. And to be honest, too, for them to come out and be so competitive after the Kobe Bryant situation. And yeah. I mean, because I know everybody at the game, people were crying before the game. So they had to revamp the same way the Lakers did the first time they played. So to compete like that. And no, I wasn't worried as a Laker fan for AD and LeBron, because you'd rather see them competing at a high level than messing around. Because when you play lackadaisical, that's when you get hurt. So to play that way was serious, and it was better. And it was just something that I'll never forget. And, it was remarkable. And, you know, the NBA did a great job by having the kids there from the charity and having,
oh, it's great. They kept panning in. Yep. Kept panning in on them.
I mean, those beautiful kids in there, that made the players play hard. Cause you're looking at trying to earn these kids some money. And I mean, they couldn't, I don't know who thought of that part of it, but whoever it was a brilliant mind. And, hats off to Adam Silver, hats off to LeBron, AD. And I got to admit, I wish it could have been LeBron or AD to win the MVP.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you
and
on
I'm
that.
I'm like, out of all the people that was left, it had to be Kawhi. So all my Clipper fan friends hit me up, Kawhi got the MVP. And I was like, no.
But you know what, Toby? You know what?
It could have been anybody else.
You know what, Toby? He deserved it. You know what I mean? Like,
no, he did. No, he deserved it.
Yep.
But I just wished it was anybody else, because down with the Clippers. Down with the Clippers.
I get it. And I will say that, look, let me say this about Kawhi Leonard real quick. Of course, I wish Kawhi came to the Lakers. Of course, I wish Kawhi was rocking the purple and gold. I've mentioned this before. I went to San Diego State University. Kawhi Leonard obviously graduated from San Diego State, took San Diego State to a Sweet 16. So I wish he was a Los Angeles Laker, but he's not. Nothing we could do about it. He deserved to be MVP yesterday. You know, I'm not going to, you know, sit back here. As much as I wanted LeBron and AD to grab one of those, and the first Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP was going to a Los Angeles Laker, that would have meant the world, but it didn't happen. All right, one more quick phone call here. Jesse and Loma Linda, you're on 710 ESPN. Jesse, what'd you think of that new format yesterday?
Listen, man, when anybody watching that game, if injuries is what you were thinking about, then maybe you're not really a basketball fan. When you're watching that game, everything you ever wanted in an All-Star game, they
you
made
got,
it happen.
Yeah.
You know, the best of the best going at it. You know, Kawhi, I'm a Laker fan, but Kawhi Leonard ripping the wall away from, you know, Antetokounmpo, you know, at a crucial moment.
Right.
It was just insane. And the fact that AD got to shoot that free throw to win it,
mm-hmm.
and as a Laker fan, we haven't had much to cheer about in the All-Star game recently. You know, mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. My son was born in 2008. He doesn't remember any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And now he's about to be 12. We're sitting there watching the game. Two Lakers are in the game, and we literally can't take our eyes off the TV. We're jumping up and down. We're cheering. My wife's, like, into it, too. She's a Clipper fan, so I kept making fun of her and Kawhi Leonard, but she kept rubbing it in that, oh, he has this many three-pointers. But regardless, it was amazing. And even if they continue this and it continues to be this competitive, just this first time to be able to watch it and share it with my son, I think is something I'll never forget.
No, that was, it was solid, and that's a great observation there. That is, one of those weekends where I think we could look back and be proud about. Here's the one thing I wasn't proud about. Funches, I'm sure you got a chance to see the slam dunk contest.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, what the hell was that? What was that? I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm sitting there on Saturday night. I'm like, why am I so ticked off right now that Aaron Gordon lost? And I wasn't even mad that he lost. I was mad that Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, the way he lost, right? The way he lost.
But, like, if you're Dwayne Wade, do you know how stupid you look for doing that?
Yeah, right.
You know, and people that tried to make the argument that were saying, all right, well, he shouldn't have been a judge. How about he's a judge and he's just an honest judge there?
I'm fine with him being a judge. It's the other, like, the Common and the Black Panther. Those guys shouldn't have been judges. They have nothing to do with basketball.
So when they were talking about Dwayne Wade not being a judge, what they meant was his favoritism towards the Miami Heat.
Come on, man.
But why is he doing that? I mean, honestly, I was so upset because, you know, it's funny. I'll take a quote back from Dwayne Wade during the skills challenge. He was talking about how these players try to be too cool. Mm-hmm. No, you got to go out there.
And
you
he must have said it like 20 times during the skills challenge. He must have said it.
Kept saying it. And he talked about how, you know, he loved when these guys were competing. It's not easy. You got the big man, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Gordon was trying to win a slam dunk contest.
Yes, he was. He did everything he could,
if
too.
If Aaron Gordon was trying to win a slam dunk contest, and it came down to Aaron Gordon not having a good enough dunk, mm-hmm. all good. We just talked about, I just spent 30 plus minutes talking about the competition of the fourth quarter in the All-Star game. These guys wanted to win and you cared. Aaron Gordon wanted to win that slam dunk contest. And you jacked him on a point because you wanted Derrick Jones Jr. To win because he's a Miami Heat. I'm not going to lie to you. I know it's an All-Star game and I know it's just a slam dunk contest. I lost some respect for Dwayne Wade.
Well, the conspiracy goes that he was trying to tell the other guys to give him less of a point so they can be a tie going into the next round.
Right.
But Wade...
He was supposed to be a 10.
Yeah, but Wade gave him a 9. So that, therefore, Aaron Gordon loses.
That bothered me.
That bothered me a lot, too. And any guy really that can get five perfect scores, he deserves a win.
And I'm going to go back to this. I don't even really care about the result. It just bothers me that Dwayne Wade wasn't playing fair.
Right?
Why are you doing that? Like, you're too much of a legend in the game to be like, oh, well, I'm a Miami Heat guy. What are you doing? Just call it how you see it. You know, that's the one thing.
You know, even if Magic Johnson was judging the contest and he did the same thing for Dwight,
I'd want him to
be
fair.
Exactly, exactly.
And you know how this Funch is? You know it because the way we walked away from the All-Star game on Sunday. We walked away from the All-Star game on Sunday saying, man, this was such a good feeling. Like me, I was like, I cannot wait to crack a mic, talk to some fans, talk to you, talk to listeners, and let's talk some All-Star weekend. Saturday, I wanted to talk about all the wrong reasons why I wanted a mic. Saturday, right after, I was like, it's BS. How can Dwayne Wade, you know, how can you just not call it fair? That's what bothered me. Sunday, I felt great. Saturday, I didn't feel good about the slam dunk contest. How about Buddy Hield taking out Devin Booker in that final
Ooh-wee.
Shot?
Woo-wee. Wow.
Yeah,
That was a contest.
All right, we come back two things. We're going to kind of slowly start getting back into this upcoming season. We have a game coming up on Friday against the Memphis Grizzlies. Laker fans, what are your expectations from Kyle Kuzma in the final 29 games of the season? Kuzma's not going anywhere. Trade deadline is passed. Kuz's had plenty of time to play with LeBron and AD. Remember, Kuz had some of those nagging injuries in the first, let's say, 40 games of the season. What are your expectations from Kyle Kuzma in the final 29 games of the season? Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We're talking Kuz coming back. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on ESPN.